From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Media reports say authorities are asking residents of the Turkish border town of Carchemish to evacuate following a mortar attack by Islamic State forces firing from the town of Jarablus. Dorian Jones reports on increased tensions in the area.
Since Monday, Turkish artillery has been shelling Islamic State forces in the Syrian border town of Jarablus. Jarablus is a key supply route for IS, the last remaining town under its control on the Turkish border. Turkey has been massing tanks on the Syrian border to offer support ahead of a widely predicted offensive to capture Jarablus by the Turkish-backed Syrian Free Army forces. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
A rebel incursion into Syria from Turkey would likely result in a conflict with U.S.-backed Kurdish forces who also want to force IS from the area but are opposed by Turkey. The U.S. military says an American soldier died Tuesday as a result of wounds sustained during operations in Afghanistan's Helmand province. Another was wounded and is in stable condition. Six Afghan soldiers were wounded in the operation near Lashkar Gah. The United Nations Command says North Korea has been laying new landmines on its side of the border with South Korea. North Korean soldiers have been spotted planting anti-personnel mines on its side of the so-called Bridge of No Return, a river crossing near the border truce village of Panmunjom. Officials say 2 days of fighting between the al-Shabaab militant group and regional forces in southwestern Somalia have left at least 15 people dead. The fighting took place outside Moragabi, a village in the Bakool area. Forces of the Bakool government and surrounding regions have stepped up military operations. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has reaffirmed America's commitment to the NATO defense of Baltic nations against aggression from Russia. Speaking to reporters Tuesday in Riga, Biden said the U.S. remains committed to the common defense of all NATO alliance members.
With Russia once more taking aggressive actions and threatening the sovereign rights of its neighbors, NATO remains as vital today as it ever has been.
Joe Biden. U.S. President Barack Obama today visited Louisiana, where floods have ravaged much of the southern part of the state. The president hoped to reassure flood victims that his administration has made recovery a top priority.
What I want the people of Louisiana to know is that you're not alone on this. Even after the TV cameras leave, the whole country is going to continue to support you and help you until we get folks back in their homes and lives are rebuilt.
Storms and floods earlier this month have claimed the lives of at least 13 people. Tens of thousands of people have sought temporary shelter. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has abandoned his call to deport all 11 million illegal immigrants living in the United States. Instead, Trump says he will send convicted criminals to their home countries and handle other immigration residency disputes, much the way the country does now, but with greater urgency. Trump says he is not flip-flopping on the deportation issue and has not ended his vow to build a wall along the country's southern border. A new NBC News SurveyMonkey poll Tuesday shows Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton with a 50% to 42% lead over Trump, virtually unchanged from her 9-point edge a week ago. Nigeria's Air Force on Tuesday claimed to have killed Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau and several other high-ranking members of the group. A spokesman for the Nigerian Air Force says Shekau was fatally wounded in the shoulder when government planes bombed the Boko Haram jungle stronghold in the Sambisa forest Friday. Boko Haram did not immediately respond to the claims. On what is likely his last trip to Nigeria as Secretary of State, John Kerry today told an audience at the palace of the nation's top Muslim leader that extremist groups will only be stopped when governments cut down on corruption and offer opportunities to their young people. Kerry linked the fight against groups such as Boko Haram to Nigeria's long-running struggle to curb the corruption that analysts say keeps most of its 170 million people living in poverty. Sales of new U.S. houses surged to nearly 9-year high in July, that report from the Commerce Department. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.